This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Federal prosecutors are reporting that they're looking into the finances of Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos. According to ABC News, there are questions about his fairly recent wealth. Santos listed no assets and had a salary of $55,000 when he ran for Congress 2 years ago. However, in his most recent financial disclosure form, he said he made millions from a company he founded a year ago. This is to say this is not currently a formal investigation, and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York isn't commenting. Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average for regulars 3 cents higher than Tuesday at $3.13 a gallon. That's still 41 cents lower than a month ago. Texas remains the nation's low price leader at $2.70 a gallon. Georgia's a close second at $2.71. Thousands of travelers are having a hard time finding their luggage after mass cancellations of Southwest Airlines flights. Southwest has just announced plans to fly only one-third of its schedule in the upcoming days nationwide as it struggles with a company meltdown. Southwest has canceled nearly 16,000 flights since December 22nd, when a massive winter storm began to hit the U.S. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg was on ABC Good Morning America.
As a watchdog, we are going to hold them accountable, and we're going to have to take a deeper look at what's going on with their scheduling systems. We all understand that you can't control the weather. This has clearly crossed the line from what's an uncontrollable weather situation to something that is the airline's direct responsibility.
Buttigieg was also on NBC News as well.
Look, everybody understands that there is extreme weather across the country, but where most airlines saw their performance start to improve, Southwest has actually moved in the other direction. You've got passengers who are stranded. You've got passengers who can't get a hold of customer service. It's an unacceptable situation.
This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Representative Jamie Raskin is announcing he's been diagnosed with a serious but curable type of cancer. The Maryland Democrat said he has a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that's fast-growing and aggressive but treatable. He says he's beginning chemotherapy and plans to get through this to keep making progress every day in Congress for American democracy. The U.S. is banning imports from companies accused of using North Korean labor in their supply chains. U.S. Customs and Border Protection this week announced it has banned imports from three Chinese companies under the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. The law prohibits the entry of any goods produced by North Korean nationals unless there's evidence showing the materials were not made with forced labor. Netflix is reeling what people watch most in 2022. New top 10 lists reveal the most popular English-language movie of the year was The Gray Man, the action thriller starring Ryan Gosling. The most popular English-language series was Season 4 of Stranger Things, which was watched by nearly 1.9 billion hours for nearly 1.9 billion hours between May and October. The U.S. is imposing new restrictions on travelers from China due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. All air passengers at least 2 years of age originating from China will be required to show a negative COVID test no more than 2 days before their departure. That applies to all air passengers from China and Hong Kong, regardless of nationality and vaccination status. The rule goes into effect January 5th. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay, and that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.